tomorrow we're going to talk about stress in minority communities and low-income communities. We began that conversation last week. We're going to continue that this week. We're also going to listen to Alan Fadling. He gave us a biblical perspective on slowing down. How many of you, particularly those of you who are in ministry, not only, but especially those of you who are in ministry, how often do you take some Sabbath rests where maybe 15 minutes a day out of a 7-day period, you take one day out of the week, etc.? You just rest. Maybe out of a year's time, you take 1 or 2 weeks to just rest, rejuvenate, be refreshed, regroup. We live in a society that is constantly picking up speed, which makes it more and more difficult, if we're not careful, to slow down. Alan Fadling is sharing some powerful insights on slowing down. That's this Wednesday. On Thursday, I'll be joining with Dr. John Jensen, who will be speaking with us about positive social change and ways to bring it about. As we know, we have, unfortunately, a lot of people, especially in leadership in our country, who are really, really pushing for conflict. Dr. Jensen is going to share with us ways to be very, very civil and in the process bring about positive social change. It's going to be a great conversation. I want you to be hearing that. Dr. Jensen, this Thursday at 1 o'clock. On Power Friday at 1 o'clock, the conversation is going to start out about sports, where Dr. Mark Nagel will be joining me again. And he'll be speaking with us about not only the recent Super Bowl, man, what a game. I still say, what a game. But he's also going to be talking with us about the Olympics, including not just the games themselves, but the money behind the Olympics and more. He always keeps that so interesting. You can go to speakingwith.com and you can check out this week's guests and topics. You can also go to speakingwith.com and click on listen online at your convenience so that you can do just that. Listen to the programming when it's convenient for you. Saturday, one of the topics we'll talk about is being remembered. A lot of people really do like to be remembered, and I mean for years and years to come. They'd like to be remembered decades after leaving this earth. I'm going to share with you some of the do's and don'ts that are given when it comes to being remembered. Hey, just for fun, right? And again, speakingwith.com is optimized for smartphone use. So whether you want to listen on your laptop, you want to listen on your pad or pod, you want to listen on your smartphone, you can do it because it is ready to be used on all those devices, ready to go. All right, talking about recycling in the minority communities. And I was asking the question, is there such a thing as dirty recycling? We've heard people talk about the so-called clean coal. Is there such a thing as dirty recycling? Well, community recycling systems come in two main types. One inherently brings more environmental justice problems than the other. Listen to this. When garbage trucks come to collect your curbside recycling bins, their destination is usually a waste transfer station. And at the transfer station, this is the way the waste is sorted. Recyclables go to a materials recovery facility, or an MRF, materials recovery facility. That's where the recyclables are sent. Organic waste goes to a municipal composter, while everything else is taken to a landfill or to an incinerator. Now, rural areas may have some combination of these in one or two locations. At the MRF, the materials recovery facility, recyclables are sorted by type. So they look at paper, glass, plastic, etc. And then they're sent out to the facilities that specialize in the actual recycling of these given materials. Now, that's where the key differences lie. The materials recoverables facilities. These facilities also come in two types, either clean or dirty. That's right. The recycling facility itself can be either clean or dirty. In a clean MRF, recyclable materials arrive at the facility already separated from regular trash, generally by people who sorted them at home. Either all recyclables will arrive commingled, which is called single stream recycling, or the recyclables will be further sorted by separating fiber, for example, paper and cardboard, from containers that might be made of metal, plastic, or glass. This is known as dual stream recycling. Again, with the dual stream recycling, you have the recyclables separated at home, and you have fiber, like paper and cardboard, separated from metal, plastic, and glass containers. Now, along with the environmental benefit that recycling brings, come deep concerns that all communities must consider to ensure that no one is bearing too much of the trash burden. Generally speaking, the more pre-sorting that occurs before the recyclables arrive at the MRF, the materials recoverables facilities, the cleaner the MRF is. The more pre-sorting that occurs before the recyclables arrive at the MRF, the cleaner the MRF is. However, single-stream MRFs, using best practices to cover as many recyclables as possible, can still be top-notch. A dirty MRF is one where trash and recyclables arrive mixed together. You got that? You have trash and you have recyclables, and they're all mixed together. No at-home separation takes place. The recyclables and the trash are put together in the same trash can at home, dumped into the same dumpster outside the house, picked up by the people who collect the trash, all of it still mixed together, remaining mixed together, and it arrives at the MRF still mixed together. So the idea is, just toss everything into the garbage and know that it will be sorted the proper way at the end, correct? Well, let's pursue that some more next week as we continue our discussion of recyclables and the impact of recycling on communities of color. In the meantime, be thinking about what I've already talked about today, what we've already learned today, and let's see if we can be about the business of doing something that we're probably thinking is the right way to go, and that is to go ahead and sort some stuff out ourselves so that we increase the chances of having our MRFs as clean as possible so that our communities of color can be as safe as possible. That really is a great way for each one of us to let some of life's best moments come through each one of us. Till next time.